A lot of stuff to talk about. One of those things is tariffs. Now, the new tariffs from the Trump administration on Canada, is it? I don't think they are in effect yet. They don't happen until August, I think. Well, let's get the latest on this. He is Dr. Timothy Nash, director, senior vice president emeritus and director over to Northwood University, the Center for Advancement in Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship, my wife's alma mater, and author, co-author of the fabulous book, Books and the Founding Fathers and Their Influence on America Today. Find that everywhere online. You can get it from Northwood University Press, but he joins us now, Dr. Nash. Hey, good morning, Tim.
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's the book doing? That's doing you people.
Yeah, the book's doing well. In fact, just sold 110 to the Calvin Coolidge Library, and my co-author will be up there presenting it to all the summer scholars at the Library Foundation in Vermont for Calvin Coolidge.
How about that? I sold 52 copies of my little book, Slumgullion, to the Furniture Manufacturers of America. You know, and I thought, well, isn't this interesting? They're into dad stuff. And no, you know why they bought them? Because any tables that are a little lopsided, they wanted to use them to put under one of the legs to even it out. So they got 52 books a case. I don't care why.
A sale's a sale, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. All right, let's talk about tariffs.
By the way, you brought me back to my misspent high school youth with Queens Clearwater Revival.
Oh, yeah, come on. He's still out there kicking, John Fogerty, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing. His two sons are in his band.
One.
All right. So, okay, I know you're not a fan of the tariffs. I don't know who is, actually. Nobody actually says, yeah, no, I'm a fan of the tariffs. When do these kick in? Is it August? The ones on Canada
now. August 19th.
All right.
And this is a lot of negotiating between the U.S. and Canada, I would assume, to try to bring down the tariffs, if not hopefully eliminate them.
All right. Give me your take on this, because you got until August 19th. This is Donald Trump's style. You throw out these big, he's ready to back it up. He always is. But you throw out this big thing at the beginning, and then there's the negotiation. But it puts him in a place of power. Give me your take on the whole thing.
Well, if you remember, it was about 2 years, a little over 2 years ago, that the president issued tariffs on Canada. And I would give you a similar argument today that I gave you back then. I spoke to the board of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce on this subject, and here's my take. If you look at the trade deficit between the United States and Canada, and the Trump administration is pointing out that we have a roughly $27 billion trade deficit with Canada, and we've got to do something about it. I don't like what Canada is doing with a lot of trade with the U.S., nor do I like what the U.S. is doing with trade regarding Canada. However, if you break the numbers down, the United States exported almost $26.5 billion in goods and services to Canada last year. Okay. Canada exported $453.6 billion goods and services to the U.S. That's how we come up with the $27 billion trade deficit.
Okay.
But that's where it gets really, really difficult. But Mike, real quick here. If you look at per capita GDP in U.S. dollars, we have a per capita GDP, per capita per person in the U.S. of just over $90,000. Canada has one in U.S. dollars that's close to $56,000 in U.S. dollars. But when you break it down per capita, the U.S. population's a little over 341 million people. Canada's about 41.6 million if you're measuring the population from last year. Per capita, Canada buys 7.7 times from the U.S. in goods and services what the average American buys from Canada. They buy over $10,000 per capita from us. We buy about $1,330 dollars in U.S. dollars per capita from Canada. There's no way we're going to have a trade balance with Canada. Now, again, I don't like trade barriers on U.S. products in Canada, nor do I like the reversal. But the math just doesn't work out.
And if you look at... ultimately, yeah, I get it. This is a tool, the trade, the tariffs. It's almost, you would say, a weapon. But ultimately, if a tariff on its base is to encourage more U.S. manufacturing, we want to buy at home and stuff. But hockey sticks? We don't make hockey sticks here, do we? No.
I don't know if we do or we don't. I'm sorry. I played a little hockey as a kid, but
But even if we do, though, I mean... You want a Canadian hockey stick.
I think most of the good ones in the NHL are made in Canada.
Yeah, you want a Canadian hockey stick. So, and we're talking about stuff across the board. I mean, I was looking at the list here. Dairy, honey, liquor, cement, for crying out loud, cement. And what is this going to do on, remember this last round of tariffs with Canada, the tourism on the border states up in New York and around there? Well, we're a border state. Canadians weren't coming over. This is gonna hurt those people even more.
You're absolutely right. It's gonna hurt tourism going both ways. With our U.S. dollars, we've been able to buy a lot of really nice cottages in Canada on the lakes, on the Great Lakes, in Colchester, Ontario, and we've been able to buy them with the superior purchasing power of the dollar. There are so many things that are difficult to understand, but also if you look at, there's a study out by the Cato Institute, and our earlier tariffs on Canadian aluminum actually drove the price of aluminum up over the last 3 or 4 years. And so you notice that we're not tariffing potash, we're not tariffing rare earth elements, we're not tariffing Canadian oil and natural gas. So we're kind of picking and choosing the ones that we think we might get an emotional might get emotional support for, but they're really not things that we should start a big trade war over. And last but not least, Canada's been one of our greatest allies and friends for roughly 159 years since they became a separate country. Now, for a while, they were under the British Empire. But boy, I tell you what, it's a great relationship. They fought side by side with us in World War I and World War II.
They're not helping out with Iran.
Our president and vice president, one of our vice presidents, are both from Canada. We're going to put trade embargoes on people, too? I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah. Well, Canada's not helping out with Iran, so take that, Canada. And here's the thing. Mark Carney said the other day he sees this as a negotiation tactic. He understands what President Trump's style is. It's a threat of 50% tariffs. August, 19th is scheduled to take effect. Lot of table tennis and pickleball to play between now and then economically. Where do you think it ends?
I don't know. I hope it ends with a much better trade arrangement. I would like to see us not have exceptions to the Canada-Mexico-U.S. trade agreement, but this certainly seems to be one. And I would also say that if we look at where we're at today, one thing that I would make a real clear point, it was because of a lot of this tension that we created and trade barriers we created early in the Trump administration that took a Canadian conservative prime minister who was 10 points ahead in the polls.
Oh, yeah.
And brought us a liberal, less friendly to American trade prime minister that we have today. Good person, I'm sure, but not as friendly to trade agreements, trade pacts, and free trade or freer trade between the U.S. and Canada. And we need to stop these things, and in my opinion, act like the neighbors and longtime friends we've been. We can disagree, we can bicker, we can go back and forth, but in the end, I'm not a fan of these. You know me, I'm a Milton Friedman Friedrich Hayek person on trade, and it's worked for us for roughly 250 years, and our recent moves have not been the best, in my opinion. My final comment is, the only time you're really involved in free trade or less than free trade is if it is going to threaten the national defense, the security of the United States. And I don't see these things happening. And if it gets out of control and Canada cuts off our potash, our fertilizer, our aluminum, our rare earth elements, boy, we're in real difficult shape, and what's our move then?
Yeah, and Heartland,
and again, my final comment is, I voted for President Trump 3 times, but I'm not a fan of this part of his agenda.
Yeah, and Heartland of America, where the farmers are, they're not going to like the whole fertilizer deal. If that even happens, we got a ways to go. But and then here comes midterms. Or on the heels of this on August 19th, it's August 19th, then you get into midterms. Oh, boy. Dr. Timothy Nash, our good friend, amazing individual, author of many things, including books and the Founding Fathers and their influence on America today. He is the director of Northwood University Center for Advancement, a free enterprise entrepreneurship, my wife's alma mater. Dr. Nash, my friend Tim, always good to talk to you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You have the great work, Mike, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right, pal. 1320 WILS. His book, by the way, the latest one that I was just telling you about, Northwood University Press. You can order it there directly, nupress@northwood.edu, if you want to look that up. I recommend it, I'll tell you that.